Amen. And I am eager to share this story with our audience, because I just love everything that World Missionary Press does with for so little. I mean, you think about the widow's mite, and it kind of reminds
yes.
me of World Missionary Press. With just a little, God does amazing things. And I want to
yes.
turn right now to Haiti. Demonstration, I mean, that place is a mess. Like, it's got a lot of things going on, but demonstrations have been ongoing since September.
Yeah.
Just a lot of unrest. Is it disturbing or affecting any of your partner's ministry there?
I don't think that it's affecting it in terms of upsetting it or limiting what they can do. We have not had that report. The reports that we are getting are just the continual tremendous need. I looked up in Operation World this morning a little bit on Haiti, and the comment was made there that we are sensing that there is a growing unity between missions that go down there and the church in Haiti. It's not an idea of, okay, we're going to come down and do this and then we're leaving everything. There's a working through the church in Haiti and helping to establish the church in Haiti. You know, we have multiple contacts there. We have a strong relationship with the Bible Society that provides us permissions to print the Creole New Testament and helps distribute it. We have a national coordinator. We have other ministries that go. We have a work with Feed the Hungry down there. So we have a lot of things going on down there. Now, the response is not the same as we hear from Honduras, because Haiti is such a, as you said, a mess in so many ways. And there is that overshadowing, almost satanic presence that voodoo has brought to that nation for so many years. And then there's this idea of, you know, having believers come to understand that there must be a separation between that and Christ, that it's not something you just add to and mix it all together. And then, you know, so the challenges are different in Haiti, but our people there, our coordinates, we have 4 shipments on order right now and ready to print. We're going to do a major printing for Haiti, New Testaments and scripture booklets. And we've got people just waiting for them. 11 million people in there, you know. And I got an email this morning from a group locally, and they ship down there. We've been doing business with them for a long time. And she said, I just got a call from the administrator of a hospital in the city where they work down there. He wants to know if he can get some more booklets, what's in stock. He's going to check his supply. They need something else. So this is another order from another distributor. We have just a lot of people working down there. I have to tell you this story. I don't think I have, but if I have, you can delete it. But we had our World Missionary Press anniversary dinner, celebration dinner, at the end of October. And it's just a big dinner, and we have speakers that we bring in. And there was a man that came in, came up to me before the dinner and introduced himself, and he and I had spoken on the phone. And he and his group were working in Haiti, and he had talked about maybe wanting to put some material together. And we had just been talking around it. We hadn't gotten down to specifics. And he said, and we had had a major distributor in the northern part, in the Cap-Haitien area, that their ministry had changed. And so we weren't sending as much up there as I'd like to. And getting things from one place to another in Haiti is tough. You know, it's just particularly into the north from Port-au-Prince, the Port-au-Prince areas. So anyway, he and I are talking about this, and he said, I think we're ready to go. He said, I'd like to place an order. And he said, here's what we do, and we'll be glad to share the material with whoever. And he said, and I'll tell you what part of Haiti we're in. And I said, you're in Cap-Haitien, aren't you? And he said, yes. He said, how did you know? I said, I didn't. I just knew that we needed somebody there. And this is the Lord's answer to that. And he said, well, you know, that would be great. He said, we'll be glad to help meet the needs up there. And so he said, you know, we're putting the numbers together. And I said, well, I think we can do this. And I gave him a number of how much I thought we could send. And I kid you not, this big man with a beard and everything started to cry. And he said, I cannot believe you're going to help us do this. And his wife came up and she said, you know, I can tell you got good news because you're crying. You know, he was so overjoyed that we were going to be able to help them and that this door was open. And this is what the Lord does through the Spirit. And he brings us these partners that are ready and to meet an opening that we have and a way that we can cover the nation more. And it was just so exciting to talk to him. I've talked to him since about the details of this shipment, and it's just so exciting to see the Lord work. So when we see this, we know that it's not just to make us feel good. It's his Spirit working to work in the hearts of the people of Haiti and to reach them all. And there's just been so much prayer and so much effort that's gone into Haiti. I just know that the Lord is going to break that bondage down there. And that we understand that the churches are getting stronger in many ways in different areas. And with the activity that we see in so many different parts of the country, I'm very hopeful for the situation in Haiti, that the Lord is going to continue to work there and break that bondage.
Amen, and we will definitely pray with you towards that. And one quick question I had about your Creole New Testament. I noticed that you guys include study materials with that. Could you explain, why wouldn't it be enough to have the New Testament? Why do you guys put study materials in there too?
Well, we have a separate piece that we call the Basic Study of New Testament Scriptures, and it's like a Bible 101 course. It has a category and then a list of verses to study. And then it has another category, you know, attributes of God, and then a lot of things to study, and or this and this and this. And so we print that separately in several languages, but we also put it in the back of our New Testaments, in some of our New Testaments, and particularly in the Haitian Creole, and the whole Psalms is also in that same New Testament, because Bibles and New Testaments down there are so hard to get, and the need is so great for people being well-established in their faith and having a way to study on their own. And so if they have a New Testament and in the back they have something to look up, to study, to go from verse to verse and build a foundation of their faith, all in the same small New Testament, then we are just establishing in them at the same time. It's a discipleship tool, and we print those. We're going to print 50,000 of them this year. That won't meet the need, but that's what we have permission to print for right now. Because Bibles and New Testaments are so hard to get. And this way, putting something like that in the back of the Bible, and it's just verses, like our scripture verses, scripture booklets are, they are topical, so that it says Jesus Christ was the Son of God, and then these six verses support that. Look them up and see how they relate to each other and develop a thinking as you study scripture. It also helps people learn how to study through scripture, go from verse to verse that are consistent throughout the scriptures and particularly in the New Testament in these things. So the purpose is to give them so they won't have to have another piece. It's all together. And as they read a passage, they can look something up and then they can go from there to something else. And that's how study goes. And it establishes their faith.
And as we share this story with our listeners and our readers, how do you want them to respond?
Well, the nation of Haiti needs prayer. Just the whole nation. You're right. There is unrest there. They need a stable government. They need opportunities, which is part of what the unrest is about. But we know that that the Spirit can change things, and so we just need prayer for the nation, that God would move there and use the built up and the continuing efforts of the church and ministries and ministry partners from the U.S. and other places, Dominican Republic, other places that are working with the Haitian people. We have people in the southern Florida area that are Haitian by background and may have even come from Haiti to live in the States, and they get material from us and they send it there. So we need prayer, and I think that's more than anything else, is that that we would pray that God would use that all of that that's built up there and that's going there, and that the church there would be pure, that it would be alive, and that it would take advantage, if you will, of the offers and the material that's there and use it and have I know they have a burden for their country. And so, we need to pray for the believers there, that God would establish them and keep them faithful, and established so that they can counter the culture, if you will, and what has been going on there for centuries. And for World Missionary Press, we want to be able to print more and more of the Creole New Testaments, and that's something that we apply for permission, and usually we're given the permission, but printing New Testaments is expensive for us. It's a lot more expensive than just the small booklets, which we can print for 3.8 cents a piece. A Creole New Testament will cost us about a dollar and a half to print. Now, that's still not much, but it does take a part of our production. So, but we know that they're needed. So those are areas which people can pray particularly. And if they want to donate toward Haiti, we're printing about five or six booklets, plus a Bible study on Matthew and the New Testament. And so we're doing what we can to get material for evangelism and for discipleship and to support the church there.